We begin the current daf in Masechet Rosh Hashanah daf Lamadal. We begin 13 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we said in our Mishnah regarding the Seder of the Tekiyas, which we mentioned that there are three sets of three, which is that you have Malchus, Zechariah, Shaifras, and each set has three Tekiyas. That is a Tekiyah, a Trua, and a Tekiyah. So the Gemara in the previous daf brought down from a Braisa a discussion of how we know all these halachas that has to be with a Shaifer, that has to be the Tekiyah before the Trua and the Tekiyah after the Trua, and how do we know that it's going to be three Truas. And that is what we had compared the halachas of Rosh Hashanah to the halachas of Yom Kippur, which is in Yovel. Every 50 years they would blow the Tekiyahs on Yom Kippur. So it compares B'chidush HaShvi, the 2 months with Gzeir Shava, the halachas of Yovel and the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says that, however, v'hai tana ma'isur la b'gzeir shava mimidbar. There's another tana that learns out the halacha that you have to have a tekiyah before the trua and the tekiyah after that, which makes for the three tekiyahs, the tekiyah, trua, tekiyah, the three blowings by each set, learns it out not from the previous tana, which learned it out from Yom Kippur by Yevil, but rather from the halachas of the different blowings they would do in the midbar in the desert when they had to go on their travels on the masois. The tana like learned the b'raisa. There's a pasuk by midbar that says, uskatem trua, that you should blow a trua. As it says in the pasuk over there in Bamidbar Yud-Heh, the nasu hamachnus ha'chaydim kedma, that then the encampments they would travel, those that they were settled there on the east, and they would continue going. Now on that, the Braisa says what the pasuk means to say is tkiyah b'fnei atzma, you do tkiyah on its own, utru b'fnei atzma, and the tru on its own, where the tkiyah is one straight blast, and the tru is the small little blast. That's what the tru is. Now on that, the Braisa says, Ato'imer tkiyah b'fnei atzma v'tru b'fnei atzma. Is that really the interpretation? That, in other words, don't say what the pasuk is saying, that you should be tkiyah or trua, which would mean to say that it's one halacha of blowing that it's telling you to blow a trua. Rather, the pasuk is saying that no, usikatem, you should do a tkiyah, and then it says afterwards you should do usrua, which means say two different types of blowing. There's a tkiyah and there's a trua you should do. Or maybe the Brice is saying that maybe the interpretation of the Pasuk is Tkiya b'trua achasi. Actually, it's one thing. The Pasuk is saying that there would be Tekeya a trua. Tekeya is the verb, and the object, the noun, is the trua. That's what was being blown. Maybe that's the interpretation. So on that, the Brice concludes and says, Kishu'emu, when there's a different Pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Uvahakil esakol, when you gather the assembly of the Jewish people, Tisku b'loy sariyu, that then you should blow the tekiyah and not do the trua. Now, from that we can infer that by the Masois, when they would travel, that it was Tisku v'sariyu, it was telling you to do a tekiyah and a trua, that the trua is not called a tekiyah, because it's here it's telling you, be tekiyah and don't be Maria. Which, so therefore, what you have to say is that tkiyah b'fnei atzma v'trua b'fnei atzma. Obviously, they're two different terms. And therefore, when the pasuk is telling you uskatem trua, it's telling you to do a tkiyah and a trua. Now, u'minayin shepshut lefenah. So the pasuk continues regarding the masalis and the midbar. Now, how do we know that, okay, so there's two different things they would do. They wouldn't just blow a trua. There was a tkiyah, which is a flat blast. And then there's the trua, which are these small little blasts. How do we know that the Peshuto, which is the term for the Tekiyah, that dead came first? Time limit, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Usikatim, that one should blow. Then the Pasuk says, Usikatim, the next word is Trua, which means say first comes the Tekiyah and then comes the Trua. Now, Uminayin Shepshuto Lachra, now how do you know that there was an additional Tekiyah, that which comes after the Trua? Time limit, that's what a different Pasuk teaches, where it first says, Trua Yisku, that they should blow a Trua. Now, again, as we said, there are two different terms, so you see that there's a Tekiyah before the Trua and the Trua, which then afterwards comes the tekiyah. That's one opinion, how we know that there was a second tekiyah after the trua. B'shmol b'nei shab yichim b'reikim, he says, inetzach. No, you don't need to learn from the term trua yisku to tell you that there was a tekiyah after the trua. Because Harayoyim already says there in that pasuk, uskatim trua shenis, that they then went blew a second time. Now, she'in tamalem shenis, there's really nothing from the pasuk that's teaching us when it says the term a second time, because it already said, Uskatim Trua, which is the Pasuk we quoted before. Then it says that that encampment would travel. Then when the Pasuk, that later Pasuk that we quoted before, that says Uskatim Trua, that then they would go ahead and blow a Trua and they would travel again in the second part of the encampment. So it's obviously a second time. Now, Umatam Alem Hashenis, so therefore what is it teaching us when it says again, when it says Uskatim Trua Shenis, if of course it's a second time, we know it, we already counted one time and now it's a second time. So and that is what Reb Shmuel ben Yosef Mirchem Rekha says, that Zeb Bona'av, that this is teaching you a general rule. Shekol Mokim Shenem Etrua, that whenever it says that you should have a Trua, that Tehei Tekiyah Shnila, that the Tekiyah should be secondary to it. In other words, that it's telling you that the Tekiyah should be second to the trua, and that's how we know that you have to have a second tkiah. So there's a machlekes, everyone's learning regarding the midbar that there was a tkiah and a trua. And we know that tkiah came before the trua because that's how it's written. First uskat and then trua. There's a machlekes regarding how we know that there was a tkiah afterwards. Either because it says trua yisku, because then it says tkiah after trua, or because no, it says shenis, which is telling you that whenever you have trua, you have secondary to it another tkiah afterwards. Now, now, the Bryce says, I would only know this halacha of for every trua there was a tkiah before and afterwards regarding the encampments when they would travel in the desert. How do we know that the same halacha applies to Rosh Hashanah again as we're teaching the source of that you have pshuta lefaneh, which is a tkiah, and pshuta lacharel, a tkiah after the trua? So, tamalema trua truly gzereshava, that we know from gzereshava of trua, where it says the term trua by Rosh Hashanah, it says the term trua by the midbar. So just like over there, it was before and after. Here also, every trua, there's before and after a tkiah. Now, b'shalish truas nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. Now, it says three times the term trua b'Rosh Hashanah, where you have Shabbos and Zichron trua, you have Yom trua, and you have Avartar Shevet trua. Now, however, the Braisa does tell us, the shtei tkiahs l'cholach svachas. Now, we know that each trua, as we learned at the Gezer Shavah from the midbar, has to have a tkiah before and tkiah after. So metzinu l'meiden, shalish truas, v'sheish tkiyas nemer b'Rosh Hashanah. So what we learn out is that you have to have three truas and six tkiyas, which those are the nine blasts that we referenced in the Mishnah, which we spoke about, that you have three sets of three because you have malchus, zechayin, and shayfus, and each one has three because you have two tkiyas and one trua. However, the Braisa does qualify, which is different than the other mandama that we quoted on the previous staff, which if you're learning it out from Yom Kippur, that shtayim in divrei Torah, actually only two of these psukim can be expounded to teach the amount of tkiyas you have to blow, which means say that only two of the truas will be biblical, the achasim divrei seifim. However, the third one will only be rabbinic, as the Gemara explains. Shabbos and zichron trua, the avartar shayfer trua, those two psukim are medivrei Torah. In other words, from there you can learn out that you have to have two truas, because it says two times the pasuk trua. And again, every trua has to have two tkiyas, one before, one after. That's how you know regarding two of the sets. But Yom Trua Yilachem, the third time it says in the Pasuk Trua, which would tell us the third set, that cannot be expounded as if it's extra to teach you another Trua, which will then be another three blasts, because every Trua has two tekiyas, so that's a total of three, because that's L'Talmudei Huba. It's coming to teach us a different halacha. In other words, it's what's called mufna. It has to be extra for something else for the gzera shava, which we expounded from trua trua, which we learned out from the midbar, where that's how we know the halacha, that you have to have pshuta lefenem, pshuta lachera, to have a tekiah, two tekiahs for every trua. Now, when we say that it's medivri seifrim, is because the rabbanon went and they said, we want to have three truas, because we want to have three sets of malchias, zechrinis, and shayfrins for the tekiahs, and that's why, as an allusion, it's counted as one of the three psukim, but really, biblically, it can't be used to tell you that you have to make that amount of tkiyas. It's only rabbinically that we have three sets, because biblically it would only be two sets, because that third pasuk is necessary to teach a different halacha, the actual gzeir shava of pshut lefaneh and pshut lachra. Reb Shmuel ben Achmena and Reb Yenison, he says even lower. Again, we had the previous braisa, which I mentioned on the previous daf, which learned it out from Kippur of Yevil, where there you would have three that are biblically, meaning to have all nine tkiyas. Tkiah true tkiah, tkiah true tkiah, tkiah true tkiah, of machiz, chen, shayfers, they would all be deraisa. Let me just quote an opinion that says only two would be deraisa, because one pasuk is needed for something else. Now, the third opinion says actually only achasim de retire. Only one of the truas, which again means three tkiahs, tkiah true tkiah, only one is biblical. Vishtaim de reseifim, and because the other two are only rabbinic, as he explains. Vavarta shayfer trua, that's de retire. That could be telling you the one time of trua, is telling you the biblical one. But Shabbos and Zichron Trua and V'Yem Trua Yilachem L'Talmudei Huba, they're necessary for other limudim to teach us other halachas. Now the Gemara asks, Mai L'Talmudei Huba, what is the limud that's coming to teach you? In other words, one we know is as the previous opinion had said, that's coming to teach you the Gzeres Shava from Midbar to tell you that Pshut Lefneh Pshut Lachra. What is the other pasuk coming to teach us of the V'Yem Trua Yilachem that cannot be used to count a second time of biblical Trua that's necessary? Now the Gemara says, because he actually needs that pasuk not to tell you another amount of truas, but actually teach you that it's only bayayim. Bayayim trua has to be during the day, but you can't blow the shayfer at the nighttime. Now, however, idach, the Tanakama, who said that, no, that is extra, and you don't need it to teach that halacha, so bayayim v'loy b'layla menoli. Where does he know that halacha? Of that the shayfer could only be blown by day and not by nighttime. So the Gemara says, nafkilei mi bayayim hakipurim. He learned it out from a different term, where by Yom Kippur, it says Yom HaKippurim, where that's when you blow the shofar, only do the day of Yom Kippur, not the night of Yom Kippur. So we learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur, it's by day, so to Rosh Hashanah, it's by day. Well, now the Gemara says, wait, if you're now learning the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, it's tkiyas from Yom Kippur, meaning that of Yevil, then why don't you go ahead? Why are you learning out all the halachas gzeir shavah from Midbar, which we're saying that's how you know pshut lefneb, pshut lachreah? We had a previous Tana that learned everything, the gzeir shavah from the halachas of Yom Kippur on Yevil, and the halachas of Rosh Hashanah of every year. Now, so if you're already learning from Yom Kippur, and that's how you know this halacha has to be by day and not by night, so then learn all the halachas from there, and that's how you would know pshut lefneb, pshut lachreah. So that the Gemara answers that v'havarta taviru le'mashmalu. In other words, the ikra halacha that Tana learns out from is how do they know by Yom Kippur or Yebel, where then we learn out from Gzeir Shabbat to Rosh Hashanah that you have to have a tekiah before and a tekiah after. He learns out from the terms of havarta, where we had explained that means to say that it's like one passing, it's like one coil, one sound, which that's the reference to the tekiah. Now, this Tana doesn't understand that the term havara means to say to blow tekiah, and therefore you don't even know by Yom Kippur or Yebel the halacha of tekiah before and tekiah after, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn that out from Yom Kippur. You're right, we do learn the Gzeir Shavah from Yom Kippur, and that's how we know that has to be by day, not by night. But Havara and Taviru wouldn't teach us having a Havara, meaning a tekiah before, and Havara after, because he doesn't learn that means a reference to the tekiah. So the Gemara asks, Elamai Darshibu, so then what does this Tana, who is learning it out to have the tekiah before and after from Midbar, from the desert, by the when they would travel, and not from Yom Kippur, so what does he learn that is a reference to? So the Gemara explains that those two references of Havarta and Taviru, which again that Tana learns to say tkiyas both before and after, Vavarta is Kedrav Masna. The Amr of Masna, as we had mentioned this halach in the previous daf, he learns Vahavarta means Derech Havarosai. That means to say that you have to blow the shofar the way that it grows, the way it travels from the head of the animal, which means to say to exclude if, let's say, you would invert it, to make the wider side the narrow side to blow on, and the narrow side you would widen it to make it the other side, as the Gemara said in Daf Chav Zayin Mabez, that's a psul. That's what we know from Vahavarta. And Taviru, Dikam Rachmana Nabri Biyad, had we only had the term Taviru, so we would have thought to say that it means to say that you have to travel it and carry it through the land with one's hand. So therefore, had it not gone ahead and then said it in a different context, we would not have known from Taviru that it means a Lashon Tekiah, and that's why he has to go ahead and learn it out from the Midbar. Now, the Idach, the other opinion that learns it out from Mekippah and Yevil, and does learn that Tavira and Havarta mean reference to Tekiahs, so Rav Masnas, how does he know Rav Masnas Halacha, that Havarta means to say that you have to blow it the way it naturally grows? Is Medishani Bidiburi from the fact that the Pasuk changes the normal terminology. It doesn't say that you should do a tekiah. It says the term Vavarta. So you learn out two things. One, of having a tekiah, and also from the change of the terminology that it has to be the way it normally grows. And Taviru, the fact that the other Tana, the one that's learning from Midbar, says, oh, if I only had Taviru, I wouldn't know that it means a reference to tekiah, because I would mean to say that you have to actually carry it with one's hand. And that he says, Biyad le Matzisa Amrit. You can't learn what he's trying to say. That you wouldn't learn from there because you wouldn't say that it means a tekiah, you would mean to say that it means to travel by hand. Because the Gamar, Avar Avar me Moshe, because you learn out the same term of Avira that it says by Moshe Benu, to hear by Yevel im Kippur, where obviously it is a reference to a tekiah. Because Ksiv Hach, it says over here in this context, Vavarta Shefer Tru, that you should be Ma'avir, a Shefer Tru, again, which we're learning according to that Mandama, that learns out from Yom Kippur Yevel that it means a tekiah. Uksiv Hasim says over there in the Pasuk in Shemais, Vayitzav Moshe, Vaviru Koil B'machne, Moshe commanded, and he was Mavir, a coil, a sound in the camp. Now, therefore, he says, Ma'la Halama Koil, just like over there, doesn't mean to actually transport it. Mavir means to carry it through with one's hand. It means with sound, meaning a tekiah. So Avka Makoil here also, obviously the term Taviru does mean coil, and therefore Vahavarta also means coil. So that's how you do know, according to that opinion, a tekiah before and a tekiah after, and that's where you know the halacha of then you learn at Rosh Hashanah from Yevil Yom Kippur that it means to say the halacha of tekiah before and tekiah after. It's pshut lefneh, pshut lachreah. Again, the fact, however, but that used a different terminology. Vavarta, that's how you know Reb Machna's halacha also, that it has to be the way it normally grows. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion by asking, now, ulahai tana demaisi lama midbar. So, this tana that we had quoted on this Amid, that he learns out the halacha of the tekiahs of shofar, pshut lefneh, pshut lachreah, from the midbar, where we learned that there it says tekiah before, tekiah after. So you see that every truah had a tekiah before and after. But then the question is, if just like over there in the midbar, they didn't use a shofar, they used trumpets. So afkan chatzaitzes, maybe here also for Rosh Hashanah, we should use trumpets to blow the tekiah before and tekiah after. That's what the pasuk teaches in Tehillim. Tiku v'chaydish shofar. You should blow by the renewal a shofar by keslim chagenu on the day of our holiday that's hidden. Now, ezahu chag shachaydish miskas. By which yomtiv has it that the moon is still hidden? Havayim is Rosh Hashanah because it's the beginning of the month. It's the first of Tishrei, which when the moon is still mainly covered for most of the day. But come Rachman the shofar, and still the Torah tells you that it should be with a shofar. That's how we know that the tekiyas that we are learning off of the midbar that you should have for every truah, which it says three times, either it's all biblical or two are biblical, or one is biblical, but we have every, for whatever truah it is, the tekiyah before and tekiyah after should be not with chatzaitzes as we're learning off of the midbar, but rather with a shofar. Now the Gemara concludes halachically with the following story that Askin Rebavo b'Kesari Rebavo had instituted in Kesari, that tekiyah, that when one is blowing the tekiyahs for Rosh Hashanah, he should first blow a tekiyah, which is a straight blast. Shleisha shvarm, three larger type of blasts. Terua, which are the smaller type of blasts. And tekiyah, and then again conclude with a tekiyah. Now, the Gemara asks, manashach, as we had mentioned this machlekes on the previous daf, what is the halacha? We know that it has to be a terua. There has to be three teruas, which we say malchiyah, zechein, and shefaris. And for every terua, you have to have a tekiyah before and tekiyah after. Now, but there was a machlekes in the previous stuff. What exactly is a truah? Our Mishnah had said that it's what's called yaluli. It's these small little blasts, these whimpers. And the Tana and the Brai said that they're shvarm. It's larger types of cries, which are these larger types of moans. So the question is, what was Rebbe Avohu doing in Kesari? I yaluli yalul, if he understands that the truah are these small little whimpers. So lavid, so he should have done tekiah truah tekiah. Nothing else. And if he holds that it's these moans, these larger sounds, so la'avet tekiah shleisha shvarm, shleisha shvarm b'tekiah, then he should have done a tekiah, three shvarm, and a tekiah. Why is he doing both? So the Gemara answers, misafkele. He was in doubt, iganuch iganach iyaluliyal. He didn't know what is the interpretation of terua. As we said that it's machlekes in the previous daf. Does a terua mean to say three little whimpers, or does it mean three shvarm? And therefore he did both. Now, maskele Revir. Revir asked, however, V'dimma yaluli havin. Now he doesn't know which one it is. Now, if teruah happens to be yaluli, these small little whimpers, then v'komafsik shleisha dvarim bein teruah l'tekiah. Then what happens is that when you're blowing, as Rebbe Avohu did, a tekiah, then you do three shvarim, then a teruah, then a tekiah. The three shvarim are getting in the way, in the middle. It's a hafsik. You're not allowed to. The tekiah has to be right before the teruah and right after. But if you're sticking in the shvarim because out of doubt, but that's a hafsik. So how can you do that? So the Gemara answers, you're right. The hada of it, tekiah, true tekiah. Now, because of that doubt also, he did another time besides that, he did a tekiah, true tekiah, because maybe it's actually the yaluli. So he did what we call true is this yaluli, it's these small little whimpers, and that's why he did it by itself, because or else it's chatzi, it's a hafsik. Well, then Maskev Ravina asked, wait. V'dima genuchi hava. So you're not sure which one it is. Maybe the true is actually these shvarim, these moans. Now, v'kamafsik true bin shvarim letekiah. Now, if that's the case, so what did Rebbe Avohu do? He did a tekiah, three shvarim, a truah, and then a tekiah. Now that truah is being mafsik between what really is the truah, the three shvarim, and the tekiah afterwards. So how could he do that? So the Gemara answers again. The hada of a tashat. He did, you're right, another time he did a tekiah, the shvarims, and then the tekiah, because maybe it's the shvarim, and then the truahs are being mafsik. But then the Gemara asks, wait a second. El Rebbe Avohu, my asking, so what did he gain? What was he fixing? And that is, if the true is actually what we call shvarim, if it's these moans. So how did he did it by itself? He did tekiah, shvarims, and tekiah. If the true is the small little whimpers, what we call true, so how did he also did that by itself? So what's the point of putting them together, that this asking Rebbe Avohu? So that the Gemara answers, there was another doubt he had. His doubt wasn't just if the true is what we call truas, or if the true is what we call shvarim. His doubt was, maybe trua means both. Maybe he means to say shvarim and what we call trua. And that's why he did what we call shvarim trua, because maybe it's actually both. Now the Gemara says, if that's the case, then he should have done the opposite too. He should have done not just like he did tekiah trua tekiah, and not just tekiah shvarim tekiah, and not just tekiah shvarim trua tekiah. what we call Tashrat, he should have done Tkia, Trua, Shleish Shvarm v'Tkia. He should have done switching it around, not having just the Shvarm before the Trua. He should have had the Trua before the Shvarm. Because Dimel Yolim v'Ganach, maybe what Trua is, it means to say these small little whimpers and then the large moans. How do you know that it's just the Shvarm and then the Trua? I think my answer is that no, that wasn't a doubt, because Stama Dil Milsa, generally, Ki Mistra B'Inish Milsa, when something happens to somebody, which that's where the term of Trua is from, is where it's coming from these cries, which it is Yabava. We just had a machlekes of the Aramaic interpretation of Trua, which is Yabava, to cry. Does it mean these small little whimpers, or is it these large moans? Now, generally, when someone's crying, maybe it's both Trua, but Beresha Ganach. First he has these large moans, which are the Shvarim, and Vahadiyal, and then he has these small little whimpers, and he breaks down crying. That's the true, and that's why, even if it's both, it's definitely going to be what's called Tashrat, first Shvarim, and then Trua, and since he didn't know, maybe it's both, he had not just Tarat and Tashat, he had Tashrat too. Now I think Mark continues explaining our Mishnah, that we had mentioned this halacha many times, that Taka b'rishayna u'mashach b'shniya, that if one blows the first tkiah, which we said every, let's say we're going in the first set, that of Malchias. So there has to be a tkiah, then the true, then the tkiah. So if he blew the first one, then he blew the second one, kishtayim, as long as two tkiahs, which he wants to go ahead and let's say have be the last one of the Malchias, and then let it be the last half of that tkiah, which is the size of two tkiahs, be the first of the Zechrainis. On that, the Mishnah said that no, it only works for one. We can't cut up the tkiahs. Now, Amr B'Yechim says that we continue on to Amud Beis, that Shama Teisha Tkiyas, if let's say someone hears the nine Tkiyas, which is including the truest with it, which we said that there's a total of nine, but Tesha Shoyz B'Yayim, if he hears it throughout 9 hours in the day, that's he has a Tkiyah, then he has an hour later, he has a Trua, then an hour later Tkiyah, and that's how he has all nine Tkiyas. Yatsi has to fulfill this Chiyah, it doesn't have to be one after the other, it just nothing else should be in between, but it could be even throughout 9 hours. Tanya Malchus, similar in the Braisa, Shama Tesha Tkiyas, but Tesha Shoyz B'Yayim Yatsa, if someone hears the nine Tkiyas throughout the 9 hours in the day, he has to fulfill this Chiyah. However, Mites ben Adam Ke'echad, if let's say he hears from nine people at the same time, then Lo Yatsa, he hasn't fulfilled this Chiyah, and that's because as Tesha explains, you're not going to be having the Trua with the Tkiyah before and the Tkiyah after, because it's all at the same time. And halachically, you have to have the tkiyah before and the tkiyah after. So although maybe you could even hear all of them at the same time possibly, because it's different people and it's chaviv, but you're not going to have tkiyah before and tkiyah after, and therefore one has not fulfilled this chiyah. However, if it's tkiyah mizeh, betru mizeh, yatsa, he has fulfilled this chiyah, even though it's from different people, v'afilu b'sirugin. Even if it's b'sirugin, which Tosfos explains, I mean to say that there's a large gap where the person does the tkiyah and then waits a long time and then does the trua after a large amount of time, one is still fulfilled this chiyah. Afilu kol yom kula, again, as we said before, even if it's the entire day, and even if it's different people, as long as you have the proper order, tkiyah, then wait a long time, true, then wait a long time, tkiyah, it's okay, one is fulfilled this chiyah. Now, the Gemara asks on this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that you could wait as long as you want between them and it's not a problem? But V'am Rabbi Yochanan had said, Mishum Rabshim ben Yoy Tzadik, he said, Bahal ube Megillah, when one is reciting Hal and reading the Megillah, im Shah, if there was a gap, which is essentially the halacha of Bisirugin that we're saying, there was a large waiting time. Could a ligmaris kula, that in that time that they waited, you could have already finished the entire halo, the entire Megillah, then chayis l'roish, you have to start over. It's not valid. So how could he say with a tekiah where it doesn't take that long, that you could wait hours and hours to go ahead and complete it, when we see by halo Megillah where he says that waiting a large amount of time that you could have finished it requires you to start over? That the Gemara says, like Kash, it's not a difficulty, because Hadi day, this that he said the halacha before, that you could wait a whole day, that's his own halacha. Hadi Rabbi, this that he's saying that it's a problem if there's a large gap of time, then that's like his Rebbe, like he said, that was in the name of Rishim ben Yoy Tzadik. Then you would have to start over. But the Gemara continues asking, V'didei lo'i, is it really true that according to him you wouldn't have to start over? But the following story seems to illustrate that he holds you would, because V'ha Rebbevo have a shakl v'azl basr d'b'yechim. Rebbe was walking, and Rebbe was walking behind him. Vavakar Kriyishma, and Rebbe was reciting Kriyishma. When he came to a place that had a bad smell, which was dirty, then he was quiet, because you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebegdusha in a place that's mitunaf, that's dirty. So he was quiet. Now, Basa the Chalaf, after that they passed by that area, so Amaleis, Rebbe said to Rebbe Yechanan, Ma'al Ligmar, what's the halacha? Could I conclude, could I finish where I had been holding before we came to this dirty place? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan told him, he says, look, im shehisa kadei ligmeres kula, chayz l'reish. If you waited the amount of time that you could have finished the Krishma in that amount of time, then you got to start over. So that seems to say that even Rabbi Yechanan holds of this halacha that if you waited, that you do have to start over. So how could he say by Tekiya Shefa that you could do it for 9 hours throughout the day? So the Gemara says it's not a difficulty, because hachik kamaleh, what Rabbi Yechanan was telling Rabbi Vo was as follows. Lididi loy svirli. Your whole question, according to me, doesn't apply. In other words, the fact that you interrupted, I don't hold it's a problem. And that's on 2 points, on 2 counts. Because first of all, Rabbi Yechanan is quoted as saying in Masechtas Brachas and the Chavdal Mabez, that if someone's in the middle of saying Kriyishma and he comes to one of these Mavois HaMetunafis, these dirty, filthy places, he could just put his hand on his mouth and continue saying Kriyishma. Now, that's 1 point. Says, so the whole halacha, your whole question doesn't apply because I held you didn't have to stop. Now, additionally, I hold, is that even if you did stop, you don't have to go back and start over. Now, but what he was answering Rabbi Vo was, Lididach, the Svirlach, according to you, that you do hold. In other words, you argue on me on both points. First of all, you hold that from the fact that you asked me this question, in other words, he was able to understand from his question, you asked me, what's the halacha, could I conclude? Now, obviously, you hold that must be that if there's an interruption, that you hold that it is a problem. And also, obviously, you hold that you had to stop. So your old question was, now, how long is the interruption that would make me have to start over? Now, if that's your question, so then im shahisa kidei ligmeres kula chayz l'reish. Then, if you waited the amount of time that you could have finished it, then you have to start over. In other words, obviously, Rabbi Yechanan was answering Rabbi Vo, that you obviously hold like my Rebbe, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak, that an interruption, a gap of time, is a problem. Now, you were just asking me, obviously, could I conclude? Which means, obviously, you're asking how long is it? So now I'm answering you how long it is. But according to me, I hold it's not a problem because gaps of time are not a problem. Tarabon, the Gemara continues on a similar vein. We learned in the Braisa, Tekiyas, Ema Akve Zuezu. The Tekiyas do not withhold one another. Brachas Ema Akve Zuezu. And the Brachas do not withhold one another. Now, as Rashi explained, what the Gemara is saying is that the Tekiyas, the different blowings of the Shefer, and the Brachas, for example, regarding, let's say, a Tainus, where you have brachas, special blessings that are made, and tekiyas that are done, they don't withhold one another. In other words, if one does the brachas and doesn't do tekiyah, or tekiyah without the brachas, that's okay, you have fulfilled that part of the mitzvah. However, tekiyas, a brachas, or reshon, b'shem, kippurim, ma'akves, however, the tekiyas, which is the special mitzvahs of the shefer, and the brachas that are said in Yom Kippur, those are the brachas that we say during the tefillah of Musaf, they do withhold one another. They're integral one to the other. The Gemara is my time. Why is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim different? So Rabbi says, because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu explains, and that's really what the brachas are only coming based on the tekiyas, because he says, Imru Lefanai, which is the element of the brachas, the different things that we say, the different psukim, B'Rashana Rosh Hashanah, I want you to say in front of me, Malchias Zechreinis V'Sheifres, my kingship, the remembrances that I have, and the Sheifer. Which the explanation is Malchus, the reason why I want you to say the Pesukim of kingship is Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, that you should accept me as your king. Zechreinis, my remembrances, Kadesh Yavu Lefanai Zechreinichem Latevis, so that your remembrances should come in front of me for good, that you should be judged for good on Rosh Hashanah. Uvama, and now the reason why we say the third Pesukim is because now what's the vehicle for both of these? It's Bashefer, it's with the Shefer, and that's why we say all these brachas, which are said in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because through the vehicle of the Shefer. So that's why they are ma'akev one or the other. The Shefer itself is the vehicle that brings up the brachas, and that's why it's not like a tainus, for example, where you could have one and not the other. And here it's integral that the brachas are being done through the vehicle of the Shefer. Now the Mishnah then continued and said that Misha Beirach, if someone made the brachas, he said the tefillah of Musaf already, the achkach nesmanu le'shefer, and only then later did he get a shefer, so then tekeya mariba tekeya, then he does the 3 sets of tekeya tru and tekeya. Now, the Gemara makes an inference. Time in le'hava le'shefer mikar, what it sounds like from our Mishnah is only because you didn't have a shefer before when you were davening Musaf. Ha'hava le'shefer mikar, but if you had a shefer before, then kishamalu, then when you do hear them, when you're hearing the tekeya tru tekeya of the malchiz zochein le'shefer, asay de bracha shamalu, that you should hear it in the order of the brachas of Malchus Zechayin HaShayfers of the Tefillah of Musaf. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam litzloye. When he got up to daven, so Amalei L'Shamo, he told his attendant, Ki nehir nalach, when I sign to you, meaning that I have concluded that bracha, then tuckily, I want you to blow for me, which is when we do the Malchus Zechayin HaShayfers, after the bracha, that's when the tekiyas are done. He says, I'm going to show you that I finished, because the brachas should be at the same time as the tekiyas. which again is the halacha as we had inferred from our Mishnah. Now, however, the Gemara qualifies this. Amli Rava, Rava said to him, Lo amar ela b'chever ir. It's not true. It's only said when there's the group of the tzibur, of the people in the city. But an individual, he first davens his whole tefillah, and then only after he davens do they blow the nine tekiyas. Tamei halacha, similar in the Braisa. Kishu Shaiman, when you hear the tekiyas, Shaiman al Seid, you have to hear them on the order, Valseid the brachas, meaning besides the order of tekiyah, true tekiyah, true tekiyah, and tekiyah, true tekiyah, it should be in the order of the brachas, as we had made that deek from a Mishnah. Now, the qualification is, however, Bamed Vamrum, when was this said, Bechever Ir? It was said only when it's in the group of the city. Abashalei Bechever Ir, but when it's an individual, then Shaiman al Seid, he hears it in the order, but Vishaloi al Seid the brachas, not on the order of the brachas, your first daven, and only afterwards do you do the tekiyas. Now the Braisa continues, says the Yachid Shleitaka, an individual that did not blow the tekiyas, Sechaver Tekela, his friend could go ahead and blow the tekiyas shofar for him. However, the Yachid Shleibeirach, an individual that did not make the brachas of the Musaf for Malchus Zechayin Shofar, in Chaver Mevarachalav, his friend cannot go ahead and make the brachas for him. Now the Braisa says another halacha, Umitzvah betekin yesim in Mevarachim. The mitzvah of tekiyah shofar is greater than the brachas that we make by the shofar of the Malchus Zechayin Shofar, is the brachas that we say in the Musaf. Now, Ketzad, what's the actuality of this halacha? Shtei Adyaris, if you have two cities, Ba'achas Toikin, Uba'achas Mavarchin, one city, they're only going to blow the shofar. The other city, they're only going to daven. So, Hochin Lamokim Shetoikin, so you go to the place where they're going to blow the shofar, Vein Hochin Lamokim Shemavarchin, and you don't go to the place that they're only going to daven the tefillah of Musaf and have the brachas. So, the Gemara's Peshitta, it's pretty obvious. Ha, the Iraisa, Tkiyas, is a biblical mitzvah. Chad Rabbanan, the tefillah, the brachas are only the rabbinic. Of course you go with the reis and not Rabban. So the Gemara says, Le Tzricha, now we have to tell you the chiddush is the afal gav teha vaday va'asafig, even though it was definite that if you're going to go to those that are making the brachas, you're going to find 10 people and there's going to be a shliach tzibur who's going to be fulfilling the his chiyav of the brachas of Musaf, but it's if he's going to go to the city which has the shofar, it's a doubt, maybe they have already finished and they already went home and he's not going to make it for the tekiyah shofar. That's what the Braisa is teaching. Even in such a case, where it's a suffix of the deraisa and a vadi of the drabanan, you still go to the deraisa, even though it's a suffix, and that's the chiddush, that you go lamokim shetekin and not lamokim shemavarchim. Now the Gemara continues with the conclusion of this mesechta, which was the conclusion of the Mishnah, that had the following machlekes. The first opinion mentioned, Keshem Shor Shlich Tzibur Chayiv, just like the Shlich Tzibur, the one who's davening for the Amid, who he says the tefillah out loud for everyone, that he's obligated to daven, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid V'Chulu, so to every single individual has an obligation to daven himself too. Whereas the other opinion mentioned in the Mishnah said that no, that the Shlich Tzibur will be mighty the Tzibur, and they don't have to daven. Now, the Gemara brings a Braisa that elaborates on this. Time to learn the Braisa. Amr Lo Yilu Reb Gamliel said to Reb Gamliel, Lidvarecha, according to your words, which is the second opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, which he said that no, the Shlich Tzibur is Maitzi Evon Derechiyev. So then, Lama Tzibur Mespalon. Why does the Tzibur, why does the public go ahead and they daven what's called Tefillah Balachash, everyone davens quietly by themselves, and then the Shlich Tzibur goes and says it out loud. If you say that he's Maitzi everybody, so why did people daven? Let it just start the Tefillah, have the Shlich Tzibur daven, and that's it, everyone goes home. So Mlehemri responded to them. He says, it's so that there's time for the Shlich Tzibur to go ahead and organize his tefillah first. So when he's organizing, everyone davens at the same time, because so then he could have it organized, and then he goes and davens, but really it's his tefillah b'tzibur that's mitzi everybody. Now, Omlem Ringlil said to them, now, l'divreichem, according to your words, that you said, as we quote in the Gemara, that just like the Shlich Tzibur has to daven, so to every individual has to daven, well then, why do we have the institution of the Shlich Tzibur that he davens out loud? Let everyone just daven, because he said everyone has a chiyum, so everyone davens balachash, and that's it, you go home. Why do you have the Shlich Tzibur repeat it out loud? So Amuloi, they said to him, that's kedei lohaitzi esha'in the baki. That's because there is something what he's doing. You're right, everyone has an obligation, but there are those that are not proficient. They don't know how to daven. Those people, the Shlich Tzibur is mighty, and that's why he repeats it. Now, so Amalem Ringlil responded back to them. He says, look, Kashim Shemaitzi Hashem Baki, I hold, just like he fulfills the obligation of someone that does not know how to daven, Kach Maitzi Hashabaki also fulfills the chiv of those who know how to daven, and therefore he's Maitzi everybody. But you ask me, why do then people daven Balachash? That's just so that there's time for the Shlich Tzibur to organize his tefillah. Now, for Halacha, the Gemara says, Amr Abba B'chan Rabbi Yechanan, Maidim Chacham Ringlil. He says that ultimately, after the Chacham had argued, Later, they ended up agreeing to Rabbi Gamliel that actually the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi everyone, even the Baki, of their obligation. That is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rav Amahavir, Rav said, he argued, says, no, Adayne Machloik is actually still a Machloik. His Chum did never agree. And they held that, no, the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi, a Baki, only Shein the Baki, someone that does not a daven, he could be fulfilling his Chiev through the Shliach Tzibur, but everyone else has to daven by themselves. Now, the Gemara brings that Shama Reb Chia Bered Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he heard this halacha of Reb Yechanan, that the Chacham ultimately retracted their Machlokes from Gamliel and agreed to him, that said that everyone could fulfill their Chiv, even the Baki, through the Shatz. Azul Amar L'Shemayta Kameid Rav Dimi Bar Chinda. So he said this over in front of Rav Dimi. Amar Leis, Rav Dimi said to him, but Hachi Amar Rav, I know you're telling me this over in the name of Yechanan, but Rav said, Adayne Machlokes, he argues on this and he says, no, it's still a Machlokes. Now, Amar Leis, Rav Chi responded back to Rav Dimi. He says, look, Rabba Bar Chanan Nami, who he's the one that said over this halacha in the name of Yechanan, Hachi Kama, he also said over originally that there were those that argued on Rabbi Yechanan, because he said, Ki Amar Rabbi Yechanan Hashmaitu, when Rabbi Yechanan had said over this statement that Cham agree, that he already said that if the Galer Rish Lakish Rish Lakish, you don't have to tell me the Rav argues on him, because he already said over the one who told me this halacha that Rish Lakish already argued on Rabbi Yechanan. And they said that, no, it's still a machlekes. Chacham did not agree with Gamliel. They hold that the Shliach Tzibur, yes, he can be Meitzi the Eine Baki, but he cannot be Meitzi the Baki, and therefore, just like he has to daven, so too Kol Yachav Yachad has to daven their own tefillah, which is what we call the tefillah Balachash.